Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman ridiculed over Taiwan restaurant tweet. By John Hayward on August 9, 2022. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying, who has been bidding to become her agency's loudest voice on social media, was mercilessly ridiculed on Tuesday for claiming that the large number of dumpling and noodle restaurants in Taipei conclusively proves Taiwan belongs to the Chinese Communist Party. Hua made this exceptionally silly claim on Twitter, a platform ordinary Chinese citizens are forbidden to access. Chinese communist officials are encouraged to use Twitter to spread propaganda to the West, and for some reason Twitter management allows this practice to continue. Hua's tweet declared checkmate over Taiwan with dumplings as her rook and noodles as her bishop. Baidu maps show that there are 38 Shandong dumpling restaurants and 67 Shaanxi noodle restaurants in Taipei. Palates don't cheat. Taiwan has always been a part of China. The long-lost child will eventually return home, she declared triumphantly. She even included a screenshot of her search results, as if that would put dumpling deniers in their place. Baidu is a Chinese internet company that has its own search engine and mapping application, similar to Google Maps. Shandong dumplings and Shaanxi noodles are popular in many places, including the United States, but Hua decided that Taiwan's appetite for the tasty meals was proof that every Taiwanese citizen secretly longs to be ruled by the iron fist of Beijing in their hearts. Hua was flush with praise from her tyrannical government's state media for supposedly beating up the Biden State Department in a Twitter slap fight. She would not be the first poor soul to get drunk on social media likes, and she certainly will not be the last. Twitter wags had a field day with her dumpling comments, as AFP mirthfully observed. There are over 100 ramen restaurants in Taipei, so Taiwan is definitely a part of Japan, a Twitter user with the handle Marco Chu wrote in Hua's replies. Google Maps show that there are 17 McDonald's, 18 KFCs, 19 Burger Kings, and 19 Starbucks in Beijing. Palates don't cheat. Hashtag China has always been a part of America. The long-lost child will eventually return home, Twitter user at Plastic Receiver wrote in a parody of Hua's post. There are 29 dumpling houses in the greater Los Angeles area, not to mention 89 noodle restaurants, a person writing under the name Terry Adams wrote. Using Hua's logic, LA has always been a part of China, they added. Freelance journalist and aspiring Taiwanese cookbook author Clarissa Wei shredded Hua for not realizing that Taiwanese chefs put their own distinct touches on traditional Chinese cuisine. I have been to over 23 provinces in China in pursuit of food. I spent years covering the regional Chinese food scene in Los Angeles. Today, I live in Taipei. The Chinese food scene in Los Angeles is far more representative of modern-day Chinese food in China, Wei said on Twitter. Taiwan News collected more worldwide mockery of Hua, including Italians who dreamed of conquering the world with pasta, Americans who thought Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, should take power in Beijing because Kentucky Fried Chicken is incredibly popular there, and Taiwanese who pointed out that they actually consume more European and American food than Chinese cooking, so Hua's argument was even more silly and desperate than it seemed. Lithuanian parliamentarian Matas Maldeikis closed out the Taiwan News parade of sarcasm with an especially sick burn for Hua. There are 413 McDonald's in Taiwan. China has the most McDonald's except for the USA. Russia has no McDonald's since their genocidal invasion of a peaceful democratic neighbor. Had to think about that.